Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Councillor Michael Sun is the DA Shadow Minister, the MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. I am fine under the circumstances and hope everyone else is keeping safe, and we're going to get through this very turbulent time within our country.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that we will. In 10 days or so, we're going to look back on this as another bleak period, but I do believe that we will get through it. That said, let's focus on the here and now. How bad is it in the city of Johannesburg?
Howard, the situation is not looking good. As you know, this so-called, you know, free Zuma movement that has been moving from KwaZulu-Natal all the way up to Joburg. It first caught, you know, the waves here in Gauteng in the Denver hostels, not far from Malvern. Then, of course, Jewel Street. A lot of the shops were looted and burnt, and eventually moved very quickly into the Joburg CBD. So Joburg CBD is particularly bad infected, and a lot of the shops are now empty. Last night we heard of the Bambanani Mall in Diepsloot that were also set to light and looted. You know, and I think the shopping centers in the townships are particularly targeted because of the items, the goods, the liquor stores. So the situation doesn't look good. And what adds to this panic amongst, you know, the residents is that I heard yesterday, you know, there were news that the Bemo Garden Shopping Center was attacked. It turns out that I believe they decided to close early and let the staff members and the employees of the shops go home. And I think that created a bit of a commotion, and people driving past believed that the shopping center was under attack. So, you know, it's all these information and unconfirmed reports of rioting and looting that's creating a lot of panic within our residents. I think, you know, that's adding a lot of stress already to already stressed out residents, you know, because of the pandemic, the virus, and now this looting. So it's not looking great out there. We're keeping very close watch. Our councillors on the ground are communicating closely. You know, I'm communicating with the police, with JMPD, and also with the EMS to ensure that if there are any genuine concerns, you know, we pass on the information. And I just want to, you know, just maybe sum up here quickly to say that our private security service has really been great in the city. They've come forward, you know, they've been assisting the police, and they've really gone out to ensure the safety of our residents.
What is the current situation now? I'm getting reports from listeners that there's looting ongoing in Alex. How do we get that under control?
Well, we were hoping that since yesterday's announcement by the Department of Defense, in fact, that they released a media statement before the president's address last night at 8:30, that the military would be deployed to ensure that, you know, there's order and that there's peace on the road and to support the police. But I think the police resources within Gauteng is already too far stretched. You know, the number of looters, as you can see, they come in hundreds at a time. So with a limited amount of police resources we have on hand, you know, we're not going to be able to deal with the situation unless there's, you know, proper force multipliers. I'm really hoping that the military will be deployed and on the ground as today. But other than that, we are looking to ensure that we just have to have more men and hands on deck.
What I don't understand is this, is if I wanted to go looting today, I don't know where I would go. I don't know who where I would join. But somehow what you've just said is that they arrive in with hundreds of people. That means it has to be organized. If hundreds of people know about it, then is there a reason that our police or army don't know about it? Surely there has to be some form of, hundreds of people don't just materialize spontaneously at a specific place. I mean, as I say, I may be not part of a looter community, to coin a horrible phrase, but how would I find out where to go looting?
How would you quite find, you know, there are ways of communication. I think with with the ease of getting into a communication app and the advancement we have in terms of technology, people spreading this information like wildfire. And I think you can also pick up a trend at every year on year, whenever there's some sort of violence and these things are starting to grow, we see that these commercialized areas are the most targeted. For some easy reasons, I believe. One, you know, people, when they loot, they need to take whatever, you know, loots that they have back home or to wherever they hide them. So it has to be within an easy walking distance. And like you said, you know, once the area has been looted clean, they obviously move on to other areas. But by then, there's already a pattern developing. We surely need the police intelligence to, you know, watch these communication apps. You know, I think the social media companies needs to be more responsible in alerting the authorities to say, listen, we are seeing a lot of traffic in terms of these. And for those of us that believe our communications are not being monitored, I think we need to think twice. But, you know, those things are not a secret. You know, if you look on Twitter yesterday, I saw with the biggest horror, there were people encouraging looters to go to Sandton City because of those luxury brands. And of course, you know, Sandton City has its own defense arrangement, security arrangement. And I hope that it will never happen. But this is kind of information that's there, out there for us to pick up and simply say, you know, let's intensify the security measures. Let's ensure that the police are deployed proactively and not having to wait for those looters to come up on to the gates already and say, well, look, they're let's call the police. We certainly need to be more proactive in terms of law enforcement.
We've seen water cannons being used on the elderly and the vulnerable before when they stood too closely to each other. Why aren't we seeing water cannons being used here? Surely that's a very good way to disperse a crowd.
I think it's probably one of the most effective ways and mechanisms to control a crowd that's in a rioting situation. Of course, it has to be used, you know, correctly and lawfully and ensure that, you know, there's no, you know, unnecessary harm. We don't know at this stage how many water cannon vehicles there are within the South African Police Services, but I have seen them being deployed. But, you know, these things that we don't need to use, you know, unnecessary force that then we can have an effective control of the crowd. We must certainly deploy them. And I think countries such as South Africa, where we are seeing all these service delivery protests, the police must certainly be equipped with those kind of mechanisms that we can ensure that we have a very effective way of controlling a violent crowd.
What's interesting is in this conversation with you, you're the shadow minister for the DA shadow minister. I can sense an approach that is one of not of criticism, but of trying to find solutions. Is that a deliberate approach that the DA is taking around these around the situation?
Howard, we have always been consistent, whether we are in government or whether we are in opposition. Our role is to obviously my role as now the shadow MMC is to ensure the safety of our residents. And I think at a time like this where we all need to work together, we need to support each other, protect each other. It's not time for me to criticize and say that, well, you go do this and you go do that. We need to roll out our sleeves and go out there and ensure, you know, work is done. I have colleagues going out there to the front lines, ensuring that our residents, our businesses are being taken care of. And I really, you know, worry for them because this situation could, you know, escalate any time. Yesterday, the whole day since early in the mornings, I've been taking calls. And I couldn't really sleep because I worry, you know, for those of us that are still safe, but those residents are out there, their entire work, you know, life's work, you know, whatever they have, it's gone up in flames. And then who's going to care for them? So I think we need to do so. We will continue to do so, whether it's in good times or bad times. our resident safety is always number one for me, for my party, and I need to ensure that so we get the work done.
And that's where we leave it. Councillor Michael Sun, well done on the work that you are doing and the approach that you are taking. Michael Sun is the DA Shadow MMC for Public Safety in the City of Johannesburg.